Here's Ron Francis, the general manager.
And don't think Ron Francis doesn't make suggestions either.
Doug was just talking about the difference between when you're a general manager of suggesting to your coach about combinations and telling your coach. And sometimes there's a blurred line there. Care to comment on that?
it's a very important relationship to work through.
How much would you talk? How many times a day, a week, would you talk to Bill?
Bill and I have a good relationship. We probably talk every day. There's certainly times like the other night where I know he doesn't want to see me after the hockey game, so I don't go visit him in his office. We'll talk the next day, but we have a very open line of communication and talk a lot.
So this is what Brian Murray used to say to me. I've told this story a few times, but Brian used to say to me after we'd lose, he'd come into my office after the game and he'd say, "Maybe I don't understand today's game anymore, but can you explain why you were doing that tonight behind the bench?" Now, is that the line you use?
I haven't used that one yet, no.
You must have to bite your lip, though, a little bit when it comes to combinations and ice time.
Well, no, I think it's a lot easier when you're not on the bench. I mean, you're in the heat of the game, and there's things you see or things you want to try, and they have reasons for it. So I think you hire a guy to be your coach. You have to let him coach and trust it in what he's doing. That doesn't mean there aren't times we have discussions about, you know, what were you thinking on this, or do you think maybe this works? I think Bill is good in that way and being open to suggestions at times. I hope I'm good at times at not going in there and asking that question that's going to, you know, throw him over the edge. Maybe wording it in a way that we can have a useful discussion.
I'm curious. Ron Francis with us with Darren Millard, Todd Lushko, and Doug McLean. When you get the printouts after each period, are you a guy that looks at the ice time just automatically?
I think you look at a lot of things. ice time, shots blocked, shots missed, face-offs. There's a lot of different things you kind of look at. Shift length for me, I think, is important as well, too. You know, if guys are straying away from it, I think the tighter you can keep your shift length, the better it is for everybody. So a lot of things you look at, but yeah, that's ice time, certainly one of them.
You know, Ron, you know, Thanksgiving Day in the United States has always been a measuring stick. Is if your team is out of the playoffs, chances are you're not going to get in. I think it's like 80% that if you're in, you're going to make it. 20% other teams may get in. You think that's changed a little bit? I mean, you look at what's going on right now. There's 12 teams separated by only 8 points in the Eastern Conference and 12 separated by 5 in the Western Conference. Do you think the days of maybe using this as a measuring stick are kind of gone because of the parity of the league?
Yeah, I think maybe in years past that separation was a little bit more dramatic. I think now, I mean, this is kind of the new NHL. We've played 20 games, and I think in 14 of the 20 games, we've either pulled a goaltender or the other team's pulled a goaltender. So every night it's an adventure, and you know, bounce here, break there. A lot of times the difference between winning and losing. So I think the parity in the league is very much there, and with so many teams grouped so tight together, I think a lot of things can happen in the last 62 games for us.
So I watch your team and I think, oh my God, they look like they're really ready to take off. You know, they have you dominate a game. Then a week later I watch and you get waxed. Like, what's with the am I wrong on this, or is there a consistency issue, or is it youth?
I think some of it could be our youth. When you say waxed, in my eyes, you've only been waxed the one. That was the other night against the Rangers. The Dallas game was 5-1, but it was 2-1 with 3 minutes to go on an offensive zone faceoff, couple of empty netters. We've been in a lot of games, 5 in OT and 14 goalies being pulled. It's not good for the GM's heart, but, I think some of it is our youth and you know, I think through the first 20, we've been a little bit inconsistent. Some of that, I'm thinking is because of the new faces we added and adjustments to our system and structure and how we play. And, at times we showed that we can be the team that we think we can be, and at other times we struggled a little bit. So hopefully we can find that consistency sooner rather than later and get on a roll here.
Ron, you know, you talk about the youth and stuff, but, you know, you have an interesting story on your team. I mean, Derek Ryan, he's been one of the best stories in hockey, becoming a full-time NHLer last season at the age of 29. So what makes him so valuable to you guys on and off the ice?
Well, I think he's just a good pro. He takes care of himself. He works hard on and off the ice. He's good with our young players. He's a right-shot centerman. He's good on face-offs. We can use him to kill penalties. We can use him on the power play. So, you know, it's a great story that he never gave up, continued to battle and fight. And, you know, we were fortunate we were able to get him out of Sweden after his good successful year there. And Bill Peters certainly helping with that, with his ties to him going back to the junior days. And it's a great story, and happy for Derek that he's having the success he has.
So how would you rate the first 20 games? It's been a little bit odd because standings-wise, you just haven't caught up in games played, so you've had to take that into account in the entire way along, so it's a bit misleading every time you glance at it. But I'm just curious your assessment of your team and where you rank in this Eastern Conference.
Well, I mean, that's kind of been the story right from the start, is we've been 2, 3, 4 games behind teams right from the start. So I think at times it's disappointing. You look at your standings and you're further down and people are saying, well, you're last in the division, but you've played 4 less games and maybe a team or two ahead of you that have 1 or 2 points. And you think in your mind, if we win the games in hand, we're fine, but it's easier said than done. So, I think there's been things that we've liked about our team, and there's certainly things that we certainly can get better at. I mean, I think your perfect scenario is you come into the season, you start, and all 20 guys or 23 guys are playing at the top of their game, and everything's going perfect, and that never really happens. And
what do you want to get better at?
Guys struggle early. Well, I think, as Doug talked about, the consistent effort, I think on a game-in, game-out basis, we've had periods where we've looked dominant, we've had periods where we struggled, we've had games where we put it all together, and you know, one game like the other night where we were flat out terrible. So, I think it's getting. We still haven't settled in with our line combinations and our personnel the way we want. We struggled with our special teams early. They're starting to come a little bit now. So that's certainly an area we can get better in. I think you're always striving to be better than where you are, and I don't think we've kind of put it all together yet, but hopefully we're closer to doing that now.
Ron, where would you evaluate the center ice position? You know, teams talk about, you know, they've got to be good down the middle. Where do you rate your center ice stalls there with the big line right now, but after Ron. Him?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's no secret when everybody looks at our team, the thing they're talking about is you'd love to have that number one guy that can sort of vault your team forward. When you look around the league, there's not a lot of those guys out there, and when teams have them, they're certainly not willing to to hand them over for a low price. So, that's something we've looked at. We feel we've got some possible internal fixes as we move forward. You know, we drafted Sebastian Aho as a centerman. He's playing well in the wing, but I think in time, he's a guy we looked to move to the middle. The kid we drafted this year, Martin Necas, had an outstanding camp. We think he's a guy that potentially can grow into that top six role for us moving forward. I think the guys we have are good centermen. Are they truly that elite guy? No, but there's not a lot of Austin
exactly.
Matthews, around the league, so.
Ron Francis with us. Before I let you go, how would you describe that flip shot that went in the other night? And how do you handle something like that went in on Darling? One of the weirdest goals we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to get some of that black paint put under his eyes. Maybe the lighting got
the eye black. Yeah,
not. But it's kind of play this game a long time, and you tend to be on both sides of that. It's certainly more fun when you're on the other side than we were the other night. It just seemed to kind of dishevel everything for us moving forward from that point out. Scott looked a little bit less confident after that, and I think as a team in front of him, we looked a little less confident. So hopefully that's just a blip on the screen, and we get back to doing the things we need to do to be successful. Starting with a tough test tonight.
I'm glad the coach didn't go Eddie Lack on him, though, after the game.
Okay. You've enjoyed your Doug McLean coaches clinic today. Ron, good luck tonight
good luck,
against
Ron.
Toronto. Thanks for doing this, Ron.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.